an annual event about free comics, free yogurt, and a free Mother's Day e-card. It's all right here on the Free Stuff Show.
I like free stuff.
I like free stuff too.
We've been fans of freebies for years.
It's a hobby of ours, and we're always searching for the next free thing.
Join us on our quest for free stuff.
I'm Rick.
And I'm Tommy.
And this is the Free Stuff Show. And welcome to the Free Stuff Show. I'm Rick.
And I'm Tommy.
And this is the show that's all about free. We're both into collecting free stuff wherever we can find it. And in this podcast, we're going to tell you when, where, and how you can get free stuff too.
Today, we'll tell you about an annual event that's all about free comics. We'll tell you when it is, what it's all about, and how you can get free comics for the whole family. We'll also tell you where your mom can get a free treat for Mother's Day and how you can send her a free e-card.
Today's show is sponsored by Jobcast Central. Looking for your next career? Look no further than JobcastCentral.com. Employers, list your jobs for free at Jobcast Central. There's no charge and no limit. It's free. Go to www.jobcastcentral.com. Well, Tommy, last year we talked about an event called Free Comic Book Day, and it's rolling around again. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what it is?
Free Comic Book Day is an annual event where comic book stores hand out special printed comics to people who come in. It's held every first Saturday in May, and this year it lands on May 7th, 2016.
This is pretty cool because the idea behind Free Comic Book Day is to get more people interested in comic books, right? And, and get young people interested in reading comic books and sort of to encourage people who may have collected comics earlier in their lives to kind of get back into it, right?
Yeah, because people can't resist free things, and handing out free comic books and multiple ones per person, that's a good deal.
Yeah, that is a great deal. Now, not all comic book stores across the country are doing this, just some, but a lot of them are participating in it. And I guess the thing to do is to kind of check around locally to the comic book stores in your areas to find out which participating comic book stores will be handing them out and where they're going to be.
And it's not just comic books either. Sometimes there'll be people, you know, dressed up as their favorite superhero, cosplayers dressing up as their favorite character in the comic book, just kind of enjoying the whole atmosphere of nerdiness, kind of.
Well, there's no doubt that Free Comic Book Day is a rather large event. And there are a lot of people that show up for these free comics every year. We've been to several of the comic book stores during that event, and you have a few hints and tips on how to make the most of Free Comic Book Day. Before we get to that, let's back up a little bit and talk about what last year's event was like for us.
Well, last year we actually went there early. We went in the morning
to the first store.
Yeah, to the first store. We were first in line and before they opened. And when they opened up the store, we went in there and we got our first pick of any of the comics we wanted. And, it was fun. I usually go there. That's, like, the one day out of the year that I go to, like, really buy any of the comics I want, you know, get any subscriptions I want. Because, I mean, I'm already there and I'm already getting free comic books. And that's, I think that's one of the attractions of Free Comic Book Day to the people that own the comic book stores, is that they get more business.
Yeah, and they definitely do, and we talked about this before in previous episodes of the Free Stuff Show as far as why companies give things away for free. Yeah. It's really more to entice people to spend more, and that's basically what happens. We see a lot of people spending money at Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah, I spend a lot of money on Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah, I think I bought a few items myself, but you know, when we went to this event, people were not just going in and picking up their free comic books. While they were there, they were looking around for other things that they might be interested in.
Yeah.
And for some, it kind of revived their interest in comics and the whole sci-fi fantasy genre. And
I know, it did for me.
In general. And you'd find people walking out the door with a lot more than just the free comics.
Oh, yeah. Bought bags and bags of comics that I'm sure they didn't get for free.
Yeah. So it's a win-win for the comic bookstores. Now, here's something I did not know about Free Comic Book Day and where these comics actually come from. Apparently, each comic book shop pays for their own comics that they give away. They buy their own comics, and they do buy them at a reduced price, so they get a better deal than what the regular comics would cost them, but they still have to pay for them. So not every comic book store participates in this, but a lot of them do, and the ones that do, they generally use it as a way to get more people in the door.
And one thing I don't know if we've elaborated on, but the comics you get for free aren't your usual comics. They're specially printed specifically for Free Comic Book Day. It has a little like label, most of them do anyway, a little label on the top or bottom that says Free Comic Book Day.
Mm-hmm.
But they're specially printed, and you can't buy them anywhere else. That's the only day you can get them. So like the comics that are going to be there on May 7, 2016, I think that's going to be your only chance to get them.
Now, these are not obscure comic book characters
books. These are actually, like, well-known lines. You got Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, Archie, all those lines of comics. And they kind of just post, like, kind of off stories, or they post, kind of like, they do, like, preludes and stuff. Like, Marvel would do, like, a prelude to one of their big events, you know, going on in the comics.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like to introduce people and get people into this so they can go and buy the actual comics themselves.
What are some of the comic books that you picked up last year? There were some big characters in those.
I know I picked up some DC. I picked up the Simpsons comics. You know,
they do one every year. They do like a bongo thing every year.
Simpsons. You got Futurama in there too, and Sonic the Hedgehog, Street Fighter, all like different lines of comic books. And I remember that last year there was one comic shop that had huge lines just going out the door. So and it was spiraling inside the store too. So what they were doing was they were getting the actual free comics and just kind of dumping them in a bag and just handing out to the people who were waiting in line for the free comic book day, so they wouldn't have to wait in line if they didn't want to buy anything.
Yeah, we stood in a very long line for that one.
And that was actually a lot of free comic books too. That wasn't just like the usual, like, here's your two or three comic books. That it was like the majority of them in the bag, which I thought was really interesting.
Yeah, now let's talk about that for a moment. When we're talking about getting free comic books, it's going to vary depending on where you go. Some of the stores may give out just one or two free comics. Some of the other stores might give out a lot more. The one that we go to first, usually every year, that's one we usually can get, what, three or four a piece, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Three. I think it's three.
Three apiece.
The one we usually go to.
Yeah. And then that other one that we went to, they gave out a whole bag of them. So, there were a lot of... there's a difference in the number of comics you can get in each store.
Except the one where they were handing out the bags, you couldn't choose. They just kind of picked a random bunch and gave it to you.
Yeah, and the first one we went to, they had everything laid out on a table, and you can pick the ones that you want.
Yeah, that's what I like better. Even if I get less, I like to get my pick.
Yeah, but, you know, you can't really beat that.
I mean,
for free.
I mean, it's free, yeah.
So if you want to participate in Free Comic Book Day, here are some hints and tips that Tommy and I have for you. Now, some of these come direct from the Free Comic Book Day website at freecomicbookday.com. You can go there and read more. Well, let's talk about some of the tips they have up here. The first tip they have here is finding a participating comic book shop. And I think we already mentioned that.
Yeah. Make sure the one you're going to participates, because you don't want to wait there at like 6 o'clock in the morning. They're not doing it.
Yeah, yeah. And then contact your local comic book shop first. And then, you know, check to find out how many comics you're going to give away, which ones they're giving away, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And when the doors open.
Yep.
Their other tip is to plan to arrive early. Yeah. No, we can't emphasize that one enough.
There's lines forming even 20 minutes before they open their doors.
The first comic book shop that we usually go to is a small one going towards your school.
Yeah.
And we usually line up there very early. We usually get there, what, about a half hour early before they open?
Yeah, we get there way early.
So we're usually the first people there. Now, that one we like the most because that's one where they just lay them out on the table and you can pick up three or four a piece per person.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to give a couple of tips about that in a minute to help you maximize the number of comic books you can get. But you definitely want to get there early. The other comic book store we went to after that was a bigger place, and it was more uptown, more in the middle of town. And that was the one that had a huge line behind it. And I think some of those people have been waiting there for quite a while.
Yeah, we got there like an hour or so after it opened its doors.
Yeah, yeah, so, and so we were way behind the line on that one.
That one was okay though because we already hit the other one first, so we got the ones we wanted, and we were just checking the other one for leftovers.
Mm-hmm. And of course, there are other tips here. They're telling you to visit their Free Comic Book Day Facebook page and follow them on Twitter and Instagram. Well, we have a couple of tips for you on how to maximize Free Comic Book Day. And the first step is to go up on their website at freecomicbookday.com and check out the comic books that are available for free. They will list all of the comic books that are being published specifically for Free Comic Book Day. Now, all of them might not be available at the store you go to, but a lot of them will be.
Yeah, it's general. It's a general selection. That's what I use to plan ahead. I look at the ones, like any lines of comic books that I want to choose from. Like, you know, I list them, make sure I know what I'm looking for the day when it opens. And some of them actually have a little preview so you can see the inside of them, what they look like.
Now, we have another tip that will help you maximize the number of comics that you can get when you go there. Talk to us about that one.
So, each comic book store only lets you get a certain number of comics. They're usually under 5 or under 3. So, to maximize the number of comics you get, bring along as many people as you can. Each person gets that many comics, and you can, you know, coordinate, say, you know, this guy, you get Marvel, and you get DC. Make sure you get the maximum number of comics. You know, plan ahead. Bring along people who aren't interested, like your mom or your dad, drag them along, and they can grab some of the comics that you want, but you can't get because you've already filled your quota.
There you go. Now, we do that every year. Of course, you and I both like to collect comic books, as your sister does, too, but we drag your mom along.
Yeah.
Usually, she has something better to do, but we usually drag her along anyway, and then she'll pick up some comic books that we direct her to say, hey, you know, pick up this and this and this, because she's not into it herself, but she'll pick them up
Actually,
for us.
She's not really into the comics. She's more like into just grabbing the free stuff. Like she'll like look out for like all the free stuff. Like, hey, get this flyer. Hey, grab this bag. She's the one that like found the bags of free comics and started giving them to us and grabbing all of them, even though she has no interest in comics herself.
You know, there's something funny about that. She's always telling us what scroungers we are for going out and just getting free stuff all the time. You know, you're always getting the free
like
stuff.
She's like the worst offender for it, yeah.
And she turns around and she's always picking up free stuff herself. It's just that she doesn't make as big of a deal of it as we do.
So, like, you can bring along people who aren't into the hobby of comics, but in the hobby of, you know, picking up free stuff.
There you go. And that should help. But definitely check out Free Comic Book Day. Once again, it's May 7th.
May 7th, 2016, first Saturday in May.
Exactly. And you can get more information at freecomicbookday.com. Or you can check out our article on it at thefreestuffshow.com. Well, we have our freebies of the week to tell you about, but before we do, let's give out our promotion disclaimer.
Some free offers we talk about on the Free Stuff Show may be related to affiliate or referral programs from which we may receive a free item or small commission. We may also receive free items in exchange for our feedback, promotional consideration, or an honest review. However, we also promote free items or offers that are available to the public without compensation, such as sample items offered as Try Before You Buy, items that are open source, or items in the public domain.
We aren't going to recommend anything to you that we wouldn't try or use ourselves. Everything that we talk about on the show or review on our site is either something that we've tried, something we use, or something we would use if we needed or wanted it. And that's our disclaimer.
So here's my freebie of the week. Trying to find the perfect treat for mom on Mother's Day? Well, look no further. You can get her a free frozen yogurt from TCBY, the country's best yogurt. That's right, TCBY is offering one free small size cup of frozen yogurt for mom, only on Mother's Day, and that's up to 6 ounces. It is valid on May 8th, 2016 only. All you have to do is walk into any participating TCBY stores and request one, no coupon required. You also have your choice of any kind of frozen yogurt, such as gluten-free, dairy-free, fat-free, low-fat, low-calorie, and vegan. So on May 8th, you know where to take mom. And that's my freebie of the week.
All right, well, I also have a freebie of the week to tell you about. And in case you haven't noticed, they're both related to Mother's Day, because Mother's Day is May 8th, the day after Free Comic Book Day. So we didn't want to miss Mother's Day for the free comics. Well, here's my freebie of the week. This Mother's Day, send your mom a Mother's Day e-card from 123 Greetings. 123 Greetings allows you to create your own personalized greeting e-card for almost any occasion. You can quickly and easily create an e-card for virtually anyone, anywhere. Simply choose the e-card you want, add your personal message, and they deliver it to your intended recipient immediately or on a specified future date up to 60 days. You can also send the e-card to up to 100 recipients at a time. This is a nice way to remember your mom on Mother's Day. And best of all, it's free. To send your mom a Mother's Day e-card, go to www.123greetings.com. And that's the number one, the number two, the number three, greetings.com. And that's my freebie of the week.
Well, that's all the free stuff we have for you this week. Join us each week for more free stuff and check out our website at www.thefreestuffshow.com, where you can read our blog and subscribe to our podcast to keep up with the latest free offers and promotions.
Remember, that's thefreestuffshow.com. If you just type in Free Stuff Show without the word the in front of it, you'll wind up somewhere else on the net instead of our site. So be careful typing the URL and enter thefreestuffshow.com.
And if you find anything free that you want to share with us, you can email us at comments@thefreestuffshow.com.
You can subscribe to The Free Stuff Show on our website at thefreestuffshow.com or listen to us on iTunes, Blueberry.com, Google Play Music, or stream it to your mobile device on Stitcher Radio. Well, that's our show for today. Before we go, any other final comments on Free Comic Book Day or Mother's Day or anything else?
I'm excited.
So am I. I can hardly wait for May 7th.
Yeah. We're glad you could join us today. Join again next time for more free stuff on The Free Stuff Show.
Once again, today's show is sponsored by Jobcast Central. Looking for your next career? Look no further than JobcastCentral.com. Employers, you can list your jobs for free at Jobcast Central. There's no charge and no limit. It's free, and you can't beat free. For the latest job listings or to list your jobs, go to JobcastCentral.com. Well, everyone, as always, thanks for listening. And until next time, I'm Rick.
And I'm Tommy.
And this is The Free Stuff Show.